in Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life. There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models. I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Carrie Lewis, Todd Lewis, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a problem with one of the Facebook groups, is what you told me.
Oh, yeah. So now they're starting to introduce me as, they're like, well, who's Todd? And they're like, that's Jeff's sister-in-law's husband. I'm like, what the fuck? wait, no, I'm the brother.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Is it because you haven't been on in a while? So they forget.
They do, and I think you have a lot to do with that. And by the way, it's Shane Douglas.
What do you mean I have a lot to do with that? I've asked you repeatedly.
Has a lot to do with the fact that you're forgettable?
Ooh. Wow, shots fired. no, you haven't had me on in a while, and I get it. You know, you're worried about my
popularity.
Oh,
yeah,
rising, I mean, star. Eclipsing mine.
Well, I know. You've done it our whole life. I get it, and I forgive you for it. It's fine.
Shane, how many times have we asked him to be on the show and he's not available because he's doing his whatever?
The last like six times,
job.
He's like, oh, I'm in Vegas. Oh, I have a show. Oh, I have a podcast. Oh, I have a dentist office to run.
I got a boxing match. I mean, what? No one knows what you do for a living.
I know.
Including your wife.
I know. She kind of does. And by the way, that was a good impression of me, Shane.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. You go a little lower, but that's fine.
Now, you're traveling a lot. No one knows what you do, but you travel a lot. You go to Vegas. You're gone a lot, correct?
Not really. So now I've traveled more than I have in the past, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
I've never gone more than like 3 or 4 days, and now I'm only gone for one night, and it's every 2 weeks.
However, you were gone enough where Carrie felt a little insecure.
She did.
Well, okay.
And a very large fight ensued.
It was last week.
It's so
Hold
good.
On. Let's
it's
also so back good. Up. Back up and also let them know that he's gone on this crazy, all of a sudden, one of his weird diets where he eats nothing but protein and he has this weird keto smell about him.
It's awesome. Okay. And she always tells me, yeah.
And you've lost weight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like almost 3 weeks in, so it's not really
noticeable. Are you hitting the gym? Are you jogging?
I do the elliptical in the garage. Uh-huh. I've tried to play hockey
all of a
more.
Sudden. Like, all of a sudden, he's okay, like, I'm going to try to get She's healthy for you. I'm going to, and I'm like, okay, that's good. I mean, I'm glad, you know, like we all could, you know, lose a.
Well, let's tell the story. So last week I get a text from Carrie that says, I need to speak to
That's not true.
It was a text.
I sent you a text. Let me back up.
Okay. Oh, someone's going to defend themselves real quick.
Oh,
go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Back it
so,
up.
I sit down to my desk and Todd's email is open on my desk.
Which I leave open because I don't have anything to hide.
Right.
The reason it's open, let me just fill you in, is because Todd sent an email to, what's his name?
Martin Cove.
Martin Cove, who is-
Your neighbor.
Our neighbor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
he is the
Sensei Kreese from The Karate Kid and
Cobra
Kai.
And he had told me that he'd sent this lengthy email to him asking him to be a part of his 4th of July parade.
Right.
Oh,
his
that's
float.
So embarrassing.
Right.
No,
okay.
It's not. I'm going to tell you all about it.
Oh, my God. So-
it's brilliant.
Of course, I have to find this email when I see my opportunity- to find this email and email it to myself so that I can show it to everyone we know and make fun of him.
Right.
Endlessly make fun of him because it's 3 pages long with photos. I mean, it's...
I can't show him that.
Like
I'm
an amateur. Fangirled out.
No,
them,
I can't. I'm not trying to convince him to be on my float. I can't show him like amateur stuff. Like I have to show my awards and my photos.
One of
like,
them
the
is him with all
oh,
his
my
certificates.
God. Your awards? You took pictures of you with your awards?
Jeff, I'm the 4-time President's Award winner, Valley Village Homeowners Association champion. That's not... That's not something to shake a stick at. That is a major accomplishment.
All right, go back, Carrie.
Okay. So you can imagine my excitement when I see his email open, and I'm looking for this email, and I don't know how to use this email. It's not like a normal email, so I'm like looking through
it. It's SBC Global.
It's not normal. Whatever it is. I like press on a button, and it takes me to some other screen and whatever. So then I see, I'm scrolling down, and I see this email from December 13th.
From who, Carrie?
From PayPal.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's interesting because I don't have a PayPal account. And I didn't know Todd had a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, December 13th, what did he buy on PayPal? Click. So then it says, here's your receipt for this $450 Apple Watch with a lavender strap.
What?
Oh. And I'm like, well, that's
interesting.
What'd
you get for Christmas?
Because I got a pair of slippers and a fucking robe and I hated the slippers. Didn't get a new Apple Watch. I would have liked a new Apple Watch.
Wow, with a lavender band.
Really banged up. It's like 4 years old, my Apple Watch.
It would look so good on
it
you.
Would, I know. Right? I wouldn't want a lavender band. I'm like, fuck, what's a lavender band?
A trashy
a hooker. A hooker.
A total hoe.
Yep.
I just went like Wile E. Coyote with like the red circle eyes. Yes. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? December 13th? He didn't start shopping for me until December 21st. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. So then I start going through more emails.
You start thinking of the workouts and the keto dial.
I went down a whole rabbit hole and I was like, oh my God. Then I see two more emails that are confirmation purchases of an iPad mini.
What?
Two of them at the same
you
time.
You bought her an iPad mini
I
too?
Like,
to
oh
go
my
with
God.
The watch.
I don't have an iPad mini and I know my kids don't have an iPad mini. I don't even know what the fuck an iPad
You're
mini
so
is.
You're so generous with your mistress.
And I'm like,
she loves electronics.
She's like a total nerdy hoe.
Well, she's so much younger than Carrie, so she really likes
it. It reminds me of like 90 Day Fiancé. You know, like, when they buy those gifts? All right, keep going.
Tech hoe. So I was like, I text Todd and I'm like, hey, what's your afternoon look like? And it's like 2 o'clock. And he's like, oh, it just opened up. Why? And I'm like, I'm coming to see you. And he's like,
Uh-oh.
Oh,
that
okay.
wasn't the tone of the text, by the way.
Well, it was a text.
Hey,
so
Todd, what was the tone?
It was, she did say, what's your schedule this afternoon? I'm like, well, I'm at the studio all day. She's like, I'm coming to see you.
Right. Do you see how it's the exact same wording, but he interpreted it differently? Well, he literally verbatim.
You didn't dot your eyes
did.
With hearts, so there's no heart emojis or like winking emojis.
I wasn't winking or hearting.
I know you weren't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guilty conscience over here.
Okay.
So then here's what happened.
Because you've never said, I want to come see you. All right. So already I'm like,
now you told me you want to look that cheater in the face.
Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
So then I texted, I said, I'm coming to see you. I'll be there in 20 minutes. And he's like, what's up? Now, meanwhile, what I didn't consider is that the day before I had just gone for this like triple follow-up breast exam thing where they thought I was having cancer and all these problems. And I got,
but you're okay.
I'm okay. But I didn't consider that possibility, that poor Todd on my way over there. He keeps calling me.
I'm freaking out.
And I'm like,
declining the call.
And he's like, answer the phone. I'm like, I will not answer. I will see you when I get there. And he's like, why won't you answer the phone? And I'm like, you'll know when I get there. Okay. And I'm like weaving in and out of traffic. I'm
drama.
Like, I totally am like thinking like, I've got to look this cheater right in the face. So I get to the office, I pull up and he's waiting outside for me. I pull up to him and he's like, roll down the window. Like motions for me to roll down the window. I'm like, no, get in the car.
Whoa.
So he's like,
No, it's serious.
So he's like, what? So he gets in the car and I park.
Like, yeah. So she got me in the car so she could just park in the first spot. I'm like, we didn't have to do that. You could have parked first and I would have happily got in the car.
So then and right before. So
she's like this, I want to ask you like, something and I don't want you to lie to me. I'm like, okay. So she shows me her phone and I see the email and I just start cracking up.
And I'm like, I don't know why you're laughing. Why what, are you a guilty conscience?
Because
you're trying to delay an explanation here because I'm not laughing yet. So like, what is this receipt?
I said, Carrie, did you see who the email was from? Which is the first thing you look at in a phishing scam. It's not from PayPal. It's from johnjojo24dj@gmail.com. That's a phishing scam. I go, you didn't go in and like give them your code and your password, did you? Because that's what it was. I got these a month ago and I was like, oh, it's a phishing scam. They want you to log in and that you get their. Why are you looking at me like I'm?
Well, I don't know. It's not that believable.
It is believable because she went and then went through all the PayPal. She went through all the bank accounts. She didn't find anything.
I did.
Did you,
I was
Carrie?
Like, open your PayPal right now. I made him open everything up and went and go through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so, like, well, I know you went through my Venmo because they sent me a notification.
I kept getting notifications like your Venmo password has changed. Your PayPal password has changed. I'm like, something's going on.
So you're
Nancy Drew over here. I was like, that's why I went in multiple offers. I'm like, no, I'm closing this bitch.
So, but let me ask. So who did you buy the Apple Watch and the Apple Mini for?
There was no purchase.
iPad.
It's meant to alert people. And you know, freak them out so they put in their email and their password. Jameson's over here shaking his head because he knows what a phishing scam is.
No, I was just wondering, did you use free shipping or did you pay extra for priority
shipping?
Well, no,
interesting that you should say that. So of the three transactions, one was mailed to Sandy, Utah, one was mailed to New York, and one was mailed to San Diego. So
how many girls are you fucking?
I've got hoes and area codes. I do. They're all over. They're all over.
What is the fan group?
The hot toddies. Yeah.
You've got, so you're sending those hot toddies watches.
Electrical
and
chapters. San Diego chapter.
So Todd says to me, he's like, Carrie, I truly thought that you either were dying of terminal cancer, you're coming to tell me you're dying of cancer, or that you had bought a puppy and you didn't want to tell me over the phone.
I thought she was so excited.
That you wanted to show me the puppy so that I couldn't say no because I'd be like falling in love with the puppy.
That's where you go. oh, she must be bringing me a puppy.
Well, clearly there's nothing else going on. So I was like, I have no idea why she wants to come here and say that. So I have told that story to anybody that will listen. But I'll tell you what, it's flattering. Thank you, Carrie. I love you. I mean, it's
he did take
an
me out to dinner. He said, clearly what's going on here is that I'm not paying you enough attention.
Right.
We'd had like a rough few weeks because Quinn had COVID.
Also, those Christmas gifts sucked.
Sucked.
They did.
Oh.
Well, a robe and slippers.
A recommendation from her friend who I'm not going to.
Oh, and let's talk also about the, he did buy me a handbag. When I opened it, I looked at it and he goes, let me see it. Oh, I don't like that at all. And I'm like, did you not fucking pick it out? He didn't. He just called my girlfriend, and my girlfriend bought the gift for him and sent it, and he didn't even look at it before he wrapped it and
so
gave it to me.
So that night I took her to dinner. I said, hey, I made a reservation at Mistral for three people.
No, and you've been joking about...
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah. What kind of jokes you've been saying to her?
I tell her that my girlfriend... Well, that we went out to lunch and that my girlfriend just likes to watch the iPads instead of talking because she's so much younger than Carrie. so much energy. She's just such a great girl. She has great skin.
She's probably very punctual, too, with that watch.
Oh, she's always on time.
That's what Todd hangs up with. He has to get off the phone. He's like, I got to go because I'm meeting my girlfriend and she's always on time.
Because she's got that new watch.
Can we talk about this float situation? So yes. You are entering the contest.
I need your help and your listeners' help. Here's
why.
The deal. Because I am running out of themes. Okay, so here's my idea. Martin Cove, Sensei Kreese from Karate Kid, lives in my neighborhood. Okay, I thought, what if we do a Cobra Kai float and I have Martin Cove, Sensei Kreese, write it?
Is anyone going to know who he is? He's 75 now.
I don't know.
All the 45-year-old dads.
Anyone that's my age that watched Karate Kid was
obsessed
with it. All right, so all the kids dress in gi. I'll get a giant cobra inflatable on top. Martin Cove is on Instagram. Hit him with the hashtag Valley Village Shows No Mercy and try to convince him in a very nice way. He's a very nice man. By the way, he sent me an email, said, I'll think about it. We need
ooh,
to.
Yeah,
we,
I
know.
No.
I know it's a no.
That's a no.
All the more reason why I need your listeners to
reach out.
He
did respond right away, though.
And he goes by Marty. It doesn't go by Martin. So
do we call him Marty when we reach
out
to
him? Yeah, yeah. When you DM him, just say, be on the float, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. But be very nice because he's a very nice guy. I need your listeners' help. Just load up his DMs.
Okay, so you want, what is his Instagram?
He's at Martin Cove, MartinKove.
Now you want the listeners to go reach out to Martin.
Reach out to Martin.
And beg him to be on your float.
To be on my float. God.
Do you think it's a little early? Like it's February.
No, I need to plan now because if I can get his commitment, I could probably make him Grand Marshal. I'll convince the Homeowners Association to make him Grand Marshal.
Or you're going to come on the show and make us DM the Grand Marshal, the whoever.
He
the
did
committee.
Offer, in the letter,
the
he did yeah. offer your show. They would come in and be on your
I
show
did.
In the
I
letter.
Did. Yeah, yeah.
What?
I could use whatever I got.
I can't
this
wait to show
dream.
You this letter.
Could you imagine if I pull this off? It will be amazing.
I don't know if it's as amazing as you think it's going to be.
But that's all. It doesn't matter.
So there's going to be like six dads that recognize him.
No, everyone will recognize
you know, it's
him.
Like one of the
we're going to play the whole Karate Kid
Netflix.
Soundtrack as we go
Cobra
around.
Kai.
Yes,
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
It's so painful.
It's painful, but it's entertaining. They bring back old characters from all the movies.
And then there's all these flashbacks from the movies.
Oh, it's so good.
When I walk in and he's watching it.
So please, listeners, help me out. I need Martin Cove on my parade float.
I knew there was
an agenda. It's like a 2-hour commitment. That's it. That's it. He shakes a few hands, kisses some babies, and he's out.
Are you going to put that trailer on the back of the minivan again?
Darn right I am. That's how I win, Jeff. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going for number 5. 5 years, 2 years off because of COVID. But
right.
We're back. I got to come back with a bang.
And other people are going to be in the parade?
Damn right. And also, if he's Grand Marshal, now I go in the front of the parade.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, I don't have to be back with the other loser floats. I can be in the front.
Front loser.
I see. Yeah. How many floats do you think
he's the only float.
That's not true. They make golf carts in the floats. So I need your
but
help.
You're the only one with a trailer hooked up to the minivan.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's committed.
How is that minivan, by the way? You loving it?
I love the Pacifica.
He loves the Pacifica so much that when he drove to Vegas and had to rent a car, he rented a Pacifica.
I rented another Pacifica. I did.
The Chrysler Pacifica.
I love it.
And is it a 20, 21?
Mine's a 20. Mine's
a 20. 20.
Yeah, I'm not. I've heard some things about the 21 because they made it a hybrid. And so I'm not too fond of like a new car that's got new technology. I always worry about that. But I'll drive that 20. I'm on. I've been published on Van Culture. It's an Instagram page, it's black. Don't look at me like it's not cool, Jeff. Minivans are taking over the world.
Van Culture
yeah, published.
Yeah, yeah. I'm published.
They shared your photo.
Did you submit a photo?
On a story.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
This is disturbing.
It's amazing.
Hot. It's not hot.
If you drove a minivan, you would notice a difference. And you can go black on black on black. Mark Wahlberg drives a minivan.
Well, then I got to get one.
You should.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. We're going to take a break now. We are back with Carrie Lewis and her husband. If you've missed any portion of today's show, you can listen anytime on the SiriusXM app. All right. Where are you? Your nanny quit.
Yeah.
Was a mutual decision, but it was well, long overdue.
What do you mean a mutual decision? You guys have like a... Are you that happy she's gone?
I mean,
no comment.
That's Todd. I feel like it was time for a change for everybody.
You're so diplomatic.
It's the best thing for her. It's the best thing for us. We're all.
Was it because you found alcohol bottles in the laundry room, or is it because her dog pissed on your vegetables?
Not the vegetables, on my bed, on my side of the bed.
Yeah. What?
Shit on my side of the bed.
Yes. Shit on Todd's pillow.
Yes. And there's little scratch marks all around the house of where the dog scratches the wall. It was like she was FTW, two middle fingers up, like the last 6 months. So it thank God.
It was time for a change.
FTW.
Fuck the world.
Fuck the world.
Oh, fuck the world. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Sorry.
FTW.
Guys. Yeah, FTW.
Okay. So yesterday was our last day?
Yes.
We had a
celebration cake.
We had a cake.
Did
oh my
you
God.
Really?
We were celebrating for different reasons.
Okay, so I went. I picked up a cake from Baskin Robbins, and I brought it home. And you know, after the girls had dinner, we all cut the cake, and I gave the nanny and our two kids a piece of cake. And what I intended to do, which is what you do when you buy someone a cake, is to wrap up the rest and give it to her to take home. And I look over, and Todd's got a spoon, and he's scooping out.
I just took a couple bites. I know I'm on a diet.
He's like scooping ice cream out of the middle of the cake, the whole rest. And I'm like, Todd, I was going to give that cake to Alyssa to take home. And he's like, oh. So I had to cut half of it off. And Pepper's like, no fair. Because I had to give Todd like half the cake because he had scooped out all the ice cream. He's like, I only want the ice cream. And I'm like, well.
I didn't eat it though. I ate the ice cream. I didn't eat the cake. It's part of my diet, Jeff.
Off carbs.
Right. I'm
trying to look good for my new girls.
Jeez.
Okay, so did you hire a new nanny?
We did hire a new nanny.
Okay.
Yeah. She starts today.
How many interviews?
We interviewed five people. Well, I interviewed an additional person that Todd lost his patience for the interview process.
Yeah.
But what I was surprised about is what was very disconcerting to me, and I understand we're a different generation. I'm 45.
We talked about this. Yeah.
And, you know, most of these girls are in their 20s, and I fully am on board with that, and I get it. But there still has to be, like, a level of... authenticness and a professionalism and like common sense and, you know, so what we do is interview these nannies. And then, of course, like Todd and I would like, you know,
we would troll them online
and we would find like hoochie mama pictures or like one girl was in a band. One girl was in a band. What was the name of the band?
It was like.
Fat Fucks.
Something in the Fat Fucks.
What?
Yeah. 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 I was like, what the?
Yeah.
Like, so your nanny.
So we'd have like someone.
Not the one we hired.
No. That we'd have someone come in and meet with us and they'd be lovely and sweet and sometimes very nervous. And like one girl, her voice was shaking. She was so nervous. And then when I looked her up, I'm like, why is this girl nervous? Like, I mean, I like to get down and, you know, like, you know, we have fun. But like, I don't post it all over the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no. We get down and have fun. But anyway, they were like some interesting pictures on the internet of these.
And not just one. It wasn't like there was a costume
party.
Yeah,
it was multiple. Yeah.
So one of them was in a band called the Fat Fucks.
It was like.
Were they good?
Lizzie and let's say her name was Lizzie.
No, they're awful. Jelly and the Fat Fucks. Yeah. Would it be that? Possibly?
What is it?
You can't announce her. That might be it. Though.
What is it?
Smelly and the Fat Fucks.
That could be it. That might be it.
Can we play something?
The whole thing.
Oh, you don't want to do that. It's like a bad recording on YouTube in their garage.
Oh, the whole thing was so.
One angle.
It was such a disconcerting.
But we found a great girl.
We found someone we really like, and the girls really like her.
Is she hot?
No.
No.
No. Good. But there were some apples. There were some applicants that I thought we could consider, and Carrie didn't want to call them.
Oh, yeah. Todd would send me these pics. Like, we'd get these, like, applicants with, like, giant, like, cleavage, and he's like, I think we should interview her.
We'd send it to, like, my buddy, Ben, and I'd be like, she looks really qualified. Needless to say.
So if somebody walks in and they're hot, you're like, absolutely not.
No, I'm totally not. I wouldn't mind.
I mean, yeah, it's a warning sign. Like, there's
is it a warning?
I think when you have a picture on your profile that leans one way or another, it's like automatically I'm not interested. Like if it's completely they're not well kept, it's a photo. Like I want to see you smiling. Like I want to know who this person is that's going to be taking care of my child.
I mean, that's a lot to ask from a photo.
I disagree.
I don't think there needs to be cleavage in the photo.
Yeah, or like a real depressing, like emo piercings all over your face. Like, come on.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Like, bye-bye, pass.
All right, so the new nanny starts today.
Today. We're today. Really excited. The girls are so excited. Super they really like
I can't believe
like
that
her.
Dog shit on your bed.
On no. Todd's side. Yeah.
You
on
didn't tell side. Me that.
Yeah.
I just remember
I had to buy all new
vegetables.
Bedding. No,
what?
No, what? I wasn't. Yeah. No, I was. Yeah. I bought all new bedding. Yeah.
Oh, and chewed up both pairs of my slippers.
He did.
Both
pairs of my slippers.
And only one slipper. So they're, you know, I'm like, fuck.
Oh my God.
Why did you keep her so long if it was
exactly.
such a contentious relationship?
Exactly.
I mean, I know it can be
it
hard to find a
It wasn't contentious for me. It was contentious for Todd. Mm. I was the one that I'm working from home.
I would ask her over and over to do things, and she just did not care. Like, please don't have dishes in the sink when I get home. Every night there's dishes in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, it was, so the problem is it was, you know, COVID. It was like a tough time, right? And my kids were at home being schooled, and like they couldn't, I didn't want them to have more change. And, you know, she was on time and like was actually like awesome through COVID. She's, you know, helped with the homeschooling, and she was really great about it.
Look
and
at you reframing.
No, I know, right? I was grateful
this
for
is
this
why
person
we didn't
who.
Get rid of her.
Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself?
True. Yeah, Todd.
I try to look at the positive.
It's happening for you.
I'm sorry, I can only take so much.
Oh, okay.
I guess I should take that as
the
a compliment.
The dog shit on the side of my bed. Right. At that point, then you just go, okay, all bets are off.
Right.
Right.
All right, and then Todd. So in his traveling,
yeah.
Was it last week that he left at 4 a.m.?
He did.
That was 2 weeks in a row.
He left at 4 a.m. to mm-hmm. go to Vegas. Mm-hmm. He prefers to
do God knows what.
Well, he prefers to. He took JetSuite once, but I guess the flights don't go out so early, and he doesn't get there till like noon. He has to get there at like 10. So
he my new the owner, the CEO, he does a Tom Lewis where he'll kidnap you. So if I have, and when I say by that, my dad like will be like, hey, get in the car. And then you never get back at the time you want to get back.
Right,
at.
Right.
So my owner does that with flights. He's like, I'll book you a flight. And you're like, okay, I need a return flight. He's like, oh, we'll figure that out. So I drive. That way I can get in and out. That way I don't get
right.
kidnapped. I
right.
mean, he's a super nice guy, but that's what he does.
Right.
So, okay. So Todd left at 4 a.m. He didn't turn the house alarm back on when he left. And this is a lesson that we apparently need to do that. We need mm-hmm. to remember to do that. I mean... It was only like 2 hours before it's time to wake up.
You already told me a few times. I got
okay,
it.
Okay,
we're
okay,
good.
Okay. So I go in to wake up the girls. And when I open Pepper's door, all the lights are on. And she's sitting, kind of standing over by her desk. And it's freezing in her bedroom. And I walk in and I'm like, good morning. And she says, good morning, mommy. She's wide awake. And I'm like, what's going on in here? Why is it so fucking cold in here, Pepper? It's freezing in here.
She didn't use an F-bomb. Maybe you did.
Maybe I could have. Okay. It was really cold. It's 5 a.m. or 5, whatever, 6 a.m. It's dark and it's so cold. I'm like, why is it so cold in here? And she says, I was going to jump out the window.
She had the window open?
She had the window
wide
totally open.
Open.
And we're on the first. Well, I mean, she wouldn't have injured herself, but she was fully planning. She was like,
escape.
I caught her with like a minute to spare. And I could tell because she had a look in her face. I was like, what is going on? So she says, I was going to jump out the window. And I said, why? And she said, I wanted to get out. I wanted to get up. And I'm hungry. And I said, well, what was your plan once you jumped out the window? She said, I was going to come around to your bedroom and knock on the window and wake you up. Like, oh, my God. So I called Todd on the speakerphone. And I said, I just want you to know what your daughter had planned and so why you need to turn the alarm on when you leave. And so I put him on speaker. And I said, Pepper, tell Daddy what you were going to do. And she says, Daddy, I was going to jump out the window. And Daddy's like, oh, my God, Pepper, we're going to have to put like an alligator moat outside your window because you can't do that. We're gonna put like alligators and like a lake out there. And she goes, "What about mouse traps?"
She went up to us.
We were at Grandma and Grandpa's on Saturday, and I should have learned this, but Monroe, you know, we were still talking at the dinner table, and Monroe's like, "Daddy, can I be excused?" I said, "Yeah." So she was very quiet in like, you know, Tom and Claudia's living room off the dining room.
That's not a good.
Very
thing.
Quiet. Oh, yeah. I know, and I was thinking to myself, "That's so sweet. She's so quiet. She's playing by herself." Well, Grandma left some scissors out.
Uh-oh.
And she was cutting all of her Barbie's hair. And
at least it wasn't her own.
But I have to say, no, at least it wasn't her own.
Yeah.
But I have to say she did a good job. And Chaz Dean is her godfather.
Oh.
So, I mean, she did a good job, Shane,
yeah.
Don't you think?
One of them had a very cute cut, very chic, shoulder
oh.
length.
Good.
It was
yeah.
Nice.
That's good.
So she actually did a pretty good job. She didn't cut herself. She didn't cut her own hair. So I don't know. Like,
I mean, if Pepper had those scissors, oh. Claudia wouldn't have drapes.
No. And Pepper would be bald.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening with our brother Greg? He's actually finally reached out to you after 2 years?
Yeah, I went ahead and extended another olive branch.
Another one, doormat.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. But yeah, I can always kind of get in with USC football if I mention something. And USC just got a new coach and they're getting all these recruits. And so I said something, and surprisingly, he texts back. And then we text back and forth, and he's like, how's the family, so on and so forth. And I said, great. And he said, we should grab lunch sometime.
Major.
Wow. I said to Todd, have you ever had lunch with your brother? Ever?
But I think
be prepared to pick up the tab.
Don't be a dick.
No, it's not being a dick. He's never picked up a single tab ever.
Well, look. I'm all about trying to have a relationship.
Use PayPal.
Okay, right.
Yeah, go ahead and use your PayPal account.
So anyway, I'm hopeful that him and I can continue our conversation.
When is the last time you spoke to him?
You're like, when I bombarded him at his house.
Ambushed.
Oh, ambushed. Oh, yeah. And when was that?
When was that? November?
That was it was in August when I was visiting my dad. Right. That was the weekend that I went to go visit my dad with my sister because my uncle had died and we were putting him down. We were laying him to rest.
You were spreading his ashes.
We were spreading his ashes. And I left on a Thursday.
It was like a Saturday. So
August. Hold on. Okay. I left on a Thursday. Right. I came back on Sunday. And legit, no joke, he had not prepared one meal or done one thing the whole weekend because every single person that I know, including your family, reached out to him and like invited him over, brought them food, like as if I had died. He didn't have to do anything the whole weekend.
It was great.
All my girlfriends were like, don't worry, we got him. And I'm like, what the fuck, bitches? Who's my real friend here? Like, let that fucker suffer. He doesn't do anything. And so my one girlfriend, Danielle, who's my super bestie. You know Danielle.
Love her.
Todd ran into her in the supermarket.
Bestie. Love super bestie.
Soup's best.
Totes.
Todd runs into her at the supermarket on Sunday. And Todd's like, what the fuck, Danielle? I didn't hear from you. You're the only friend of Carrie's I didn't hear from this weekend. And she goes, yeah, because I'm Carrie's real friend. I'm going to leave you alone to like suffer the whole weekend and take care of your kids and do everything by yourself, which, you know, he didn't have to do.
Yeah. FTW.
When Todd goes to Vegas, no one's bringing me food. Except Postmates.
Okay, but I will say he did piss off Grandma Claudia because she goes all out, right? Appetizers, cooks all day, makes this amazing meal. And you couldn't wait. So he goes down there. And where did you take the kids?
El Taco.
He takes the kids to El Taco.
They have the most amazing carnitas tacos, and I haven't had them. I haven't been to Orange in a long time.
Feeds the kids, then shows up for dinner and doesn't eat any dinner.
And they bought like steaks or something.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, my kids love steaks, so that was a super generous meal that they prepared.
My bad. I already apologized for it. Don't keep rubbing in old shit.
Oh, like you rub in old shit? For the last 30 fucking years, you rub in old shit.
Yeah,
you guys all do that. You all bring up old shit.
Yeah, I know.
Let it go.
All right, let's do it.
Tacos are amazing. You're so good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a nice lunch with Greg. Tell him I said hi.
I will. I'm going to put it on your card.
Yeah, I'll give you my credit card. All right. Let's do gay penguin couple. You have to, Todd.
Oh, are we doing news?
Yeah.
Do I have an intro?
No.
Oh, all right. So.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't ready. We're transitioning. Yes. Thank you. I need an official opening. All right, so I'm doing the news today.
Take it down. Bring it down.
All right, so we'll go over the news stories. Gay penguin couple becomes the first time, become first time dads at a New York zoo. Elmer and Lima, two male adult Humboldt penguins, became first time dads on January 1st. The zoo said Elmer and Lima formed a bond for the current breeding season and have built a home base in a nest and defended their territory.
But it doesn't mean they're gay.
They're super gay.
No.
Damn, girl, you really did it.
Where did that come from?
It's Andrew. It's Andrew doing an impression of me. How dare.
why are we assuming they're gay? Just because they're two male penguins that live together.
No, Lima has a Range Rover. And Elmer does
Works out at Equinox. Okay, all right, they're gay.
They're super gay penguins. And they always have tuxedos on. Right? Penguins?
They're glamour gays.
Nothing? Oh, okay. They're glamour gays.
Okay, so what happened?
So they had they're both sitting on the egg, and I guess it's not normal.
Where'd the egg
who's the
You didn't read the article.
Who's the birth?
Oh my God, it's Megan 2.0.
You didn't read the article. First of all,
that's it. There's nothing else.
No,
it hasn't hatched.
What? Oh my God, you didn't read the article. The zoo put a fake egg, right? In the nest, in the boy's nest, to see what they would do.
That doesn't say it. Here in my report.
Well, read more than one article.
Oh my
God.
Why would I want to read more than one article about gay penguins?
About gays. Why do I want to read any
articles
about gays?
The whole.
Todd, you're so enlightened.
Oh, Jesus.
So, anyway, what they did is they took a fake egg and they put it in the the boy's nest, and they sat on it and they took care of it. So there's this other like sloppy straight couple that keeps breaking their eggs. So they took one of the eggs from the straight couple, mm-hmm. and they gave it to the gay penguins. They sat on it, they hatched it, and they've been taking care of the baby.
Aw, that's so nice.
Cute. Yeah. I wonder if they have a sex playlist, those boys.
They do.
I hope so. I believe penguin males do tend to the egg.
Yes.
I think the women go out and find food.
So they're doing it anyway. So maybe they're not gay.
Well, they're doing it together.
Just a bromance.
Maybe it's a bromance.
I don't know. It sounds foul to me.
Oh, my God. Here F-O-W-L. We go. F-O-W-L. Here we go. The dad jokes.
All right, moving on. Next one.
But no, why would... Oh, don't you think it's kind of shitty to take the egg away from the straight penguins?
That's what I'm...
Not
well,
if they're going to crush it.
Cracking it themselves.
Yeah. I mean, they're not... They're clearly unfit penguin parents.
Yeah.
If
clearly.
If they keep breaking their eggs, right?
I just think it's nice.
But now they're... You know what? Now the real fights are going to start between the gay penguins.
But can you imagine...
Taking care of that baby.
How busy the penguin encampment is going to be now at that zoo? Like, people are going to want to see Lima and what was the other one's name?
I hope they have
enemies. I'm going to go there maybe for some parenting advice from Elmer and Lima.
They're co-parenting very well.
Do you think in 2 years they're
going to I should go and find out. What's the secret?
Yeah. How many nannies do they have?
Right. Hopefully at least two. All right, Todd, what about the Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse is trading her iconic red dress for a new look. For the first time in nearly a century-long life, Minnie Mouse will add a pantsuit to her wardrobe. And
not
it won't
cute.
Just be any old pair of tailored sacks, but an iconic silhouette from British fashion designer Stella McCartney.
Wow.
Through a sneak peek of Minnie's new...
Do we have it?
What?
It's terrible. Do we have it?
No, it's a pantsuit.
I know.
I mean, can it be
I
good?
Don't like it.
There it is.
I don't know.
It's
it
purple.
Looks like pajamas.
Yeah, it does,
it does
look like
pajamas.
It's not flattering at all.
It doesn't show off Minnie's assets at
all. I do not love that.
I think it's kind of interesting. That's a
why did they change it?
Because
she looks too much like a girl.
No, her full makeover will be unveiled in March to commemorate two different dates: International Women's Day.
So it's a blue pantsuit. They took her out of a red dress.
The 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris.
So they took her out of a red dress. They put her in a blue pantsuit that looks like pajamas. I mean, she looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
I guess Stella McCartney's known for her pantsuits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's
I didn't love it.
Well, look. Good news is she can use the men's or the women's restroom now, right?
Oh my gosh!
Right. Well, the bow
she's
might
like
not with that bow and the eyelashes.
Maybe she wants to ride a bicycle to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's gonna her pants.
It's not feminine. And honestly, it looks like some of those.
It does look like pajamas.
Those moms that are dropping off kids at Monroe's preschool. I think they wear that same thing.
Sometimes I wear my pajamas to drop off the kids at school. Depends what kind of morning it is.
So, are they going to change your name next because it's offensive to small people?
No, but that's interesting. Coming. You said that because you saw that recent article on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs with them.
Oh, we talked about it.
Oh, did you?
I'm such an angry. You like Peter Dinklage, right?
I do, and you know what bums me out is I read another article that was in response to what happened, where these dwarf actors are really upset because they feel like Peter Dinklage, you know, he's so famous and wealthy and successful, and they're like, well, he doesn't speak for all the dwarf actors. We would have liked to have had a dwarf actor.
I said
job.
The same thing.
Yeah,
so, he's trying to keep seven dwarfs out of work.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
And that's not...
And I can say dwarf, by the way.
And it's not
you
like
told
they
me I couldn't, and I can.
No, I think it's...
Dwarf is okay.
You can't say midget.
Okay. Well, you just said it.
No, I'm just saying what you can't say. I'm trying to tell my listeners.
You're Monroe with cursing.
It's not like there's a ton of roles for them anyway, so they're already limited in their casting, so why take away those ones, you know what I mean?
I was actually watching last night, Little People, Big World.
That's so big of you.
I'm so inclusive.
That makes you so...
I'm really inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching Amy's Wedding?
No, not yet.
What episode
know that
was
well?
It?
Wow.
Yeah, I love that show. Yeah, what episode was it?
Of what?
Of Little People, Big World.
I don't know. I was just tuning in and out.
I thought you said you were watching it.
I was watching it, halfway watching it while I was making a drink.
What was the storyline?
It was the girl that's on the motorcycle
he
with her.
He probably had it on mute.
What is the...
Amy.
Amy on the motorcycle.
With her husband.
And she's like on the third day of the trip. Fuck off. I was watching
it. Did he pass the test? Good Lord.
Jesus.
Yeah, you passed.
Little People, Big World nerd. Jeez.
Wow. Can we talk to Mama 5?
No, you don't want to do the fake orgasm?
We'll get there.
Okay. Well, you just went out of... Okay, Mama 5 celebrating birthday. This is kind of sad. I don't know why you want to talk about this, but I guess we'll make it fun. Mama 5 celebrating birthday dies in Nightmare Fall.
Let's make that fun.
I mean, I don't know why you would read it. It's like such a want. Nightmare Fall from a party bus. A California mother of 5 died during a fall from a party bus as she celebrated her 30th birthday with family and friends. Shattered, relatives said.
Was she on the 101?
I read she was on the 101.
North or south?
Literally.
She was dancing in the party bus.
Oh, she fell on the 101.
Fell, and somehow the door came open, She fell out, and then she got struck by an oncoming vehicle.
You know what that means? One less Jeff Lewis Live listener, unfortunately.
Oh, you need all
the
listeners.
She sounds like she would be
a
Jeff Lewis Live
totally.
Oh, too soon.
But
oh, God. That's so sad.
And what happened? You know what? Jeff Lewis Live show, Irvine. Shane, what did you say to me?
I really wanted a party bus. I was obsessed. I was calling companies trying to make it happen, and you kept saying no.
Oh, it's a party bus.
I really wanted one. I've never been on one.
I don't feel safe.
I don't want
There's
a party bus.
There's no seatbelts.
You kept telling me someone is going to die if we get a party
bus. Someone is going to die if we get a party bus. I said, no, they're too dangerous. People are going to get
really
way
dangerous.
Too drunk.
And the drive back always sucks on a party bus. Because, you know, you go so excited, and you're like, do I have to get back on that thing with the weird lights and the stripper poles?
But when you're in a regular car, you just do one traveler, you sip it for an hour. But we're in the party bus, you do shots, you dance on the pole, you open the sunroof, you fall out on the 101, you get hit. Nuh-uh. No.
I don't understand why the rule is that you don't have to wear a seatbelt. We took a party bus to the Dodger game with a bunch of kids.
Probably because there's a bunch of kids.
Dancing and like
it's too
the
dangerous.
Whole way on the freeway. And I'm like, I guess this is okay.
It's not okay.
Pepper had a bee sting on her hand that was the size of a baseball mitt. She had to have
her
it up
hand
the whole
huge.
Time.
And people are like, oh, God. Not much we could
all
do.
All right, women, fake orgasms.
Women still fake orgasms to make
not
men
all
feel,
women.
Thank you.
Oh,
make
wow.
Men feel less fragile, study says. Believe it or not, new research suggests that women are still faking orgasms to make their fragile male partners feel more like macho men. But some sexually fulfilled females, told the Post.
Todd got distracted with Alyssa.
Well, because you said Alyssa, and I was thinking of a different Alyssa. Women are
your nanny?
Yeah, but that's, okay, never mind. So anyway, I guess women are still faking orgasms, which isn't news. I don't know one girl I've ever been with that's faked one.
Okay.
That's kind of the point, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they said they still are, but no one fakes it with me.
I mean, I don't fake it. I'm just like, I didn't fucking come, Todd. What are you doing? You're not done yet, are you?
Okay, so you have an open line of communication.
Yeah, we do.
Which is
Yeah, there's a lot of rules.
Oh, there is.
There are.
Well, I imagine when you've been together that long, you guys know exactly what turns each other on
and
off.
Yeah, I just don't think that, like, you know, that I think that if I should be able to finish.
Right.
If I want to or can, I feel like I should be able to finish. And Todd's perspective is, but the guy doesn't have to, my friend's wives, you know, they don't have to finish. And I'm like, well, they're not happy. They don't want to have sex
Danielle.
With their husbands.
Yeah. She's Carrie.
She's not Danielle. Not
so he tries to get out of the extra work and be like,
totally.
My friend's wives don't
He's
orgasm.
Like, you're the only wife. You're the only one. And I'm like, I'm the only one that's happily satisfied.
That's Alyssa again.
I'm honest.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have fun.
Wow, there's flirting going on right now. How long have you guys been married?
Oh, my God.
What are we talking about?
The other night. Do you remember when...
Should we leave?
What's happening
here?
We
should go, guys. We should go.
No,
it's getting warm
it's like
in here.
It's really hot
that,
in here right now.
That outfit that I bought, and then Quinn woke up.
Oh,
and
yeah,
came
yeah.
in
we
the
got
bathroom.
Caught. We got caught.
And she's like, Mommy... And I'm like, oh, hi. And I grabbed my robe.
You thought
and
she was asleep.
And I like put it on very like, you know, quickly but slowly at the same time. So I don't look guilty. I said, Todd, Quinn needs to be put back to bed.
What were you wearing?
What was the outfit?
Something totally inappropriate for her to see.
She's got a few good ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys just really spice it up.
Well, you have to. I mean, we've been, that I need to, looking at her, but I mean, we do. You got to keep it spicy, keep it fun.
How long you been together?
Since 1999, with a 2-year break.
Yeah. Does that count?
All right. Okay. What about the? Can we do one more story before we go?
Yeah.
To calls?
What else do you want to do? I threw out the other ones because I thought we were only doing four.
What about the man that snuck into the hospital?
Well, no, I threw that out because I thought we were doing four.
Okay.
Who's the executive producer here, Todd?
I'm not, clearly.
Clearly.
I thought you
okay,
had...
it's all right. Fine. Forget it. What are you doing about Uncle Bob's funeral? Are you going?
It's on February 25th.
Fifth,
I have a live show. I got to do that.
Okay.
I can go.
You
can go. Take her.
The last time you and I went to a funeral out of state, it was so fun. Do you remember?
That was in Utah.
That was my first viewing, first and only viewing I've ever been to.
This one
and
won't
it was
be
in
viewing.
Utah. And don't you remember you and I had to do shots because they were closing the bar because in Utah they only serve to a certain time?
You're making us look like alcoholics. But yes, I think they were closing the bar. Did we do the shots at a restaurant?
We did. And we took to go.
Because we knew at 9 o'clock we were done.
Like the whole city shut down.
Yeah. So we had to get our drink on.
It wasn't like we could even go to the
liquor
bar.
And we did not have enough time.
No, yeah.
So I do remember that funeral was so fun.
It was so fun. we had the best time. We shared a hotel room. It was like, remember we stayed at like a Marriott or like a Hampton's Inn or something?
Yeah. We had that free breakfast the next day. I think it was a Holiday Inn Express.
The Continental breakfast is what
they
call
it. Yeah, I like
it.
I like those breakfasts. Yeah.
With the waffle maker?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they normally have like Frosted Flakes or something.
I had that. I had cereal, and then I had bagels. You just keep going. You keep going back.
Yeah, but normally they have those little mini bagels, which are not the nice, but you know what I mean?
And I'm like,
but I'll take a waffle, just like college.
Waffle.
Whose funeral was that?
That was... someone on Hunt's side of the family.
Did my grandmother go with us, I think?
She did.
Yes.
You took her.
She was there, yeah.
So it must have been, I don't know. I think it was my grandfather's like sibling, I think.
Yeah. It was. It was Norma. Mm. Yes. It was Pa's sister.
That was a good time. I think maybe
it was really fun.
Maybe we should go on the 25th.
You should. Well, you know, remember, I went out there 4 months ago with Dad to see.
But you know what's funny is that you said you were going to drive, and you didn't drive. And everyone thinks you drove, but you didn't.
No, because he didn't want to, and Claudia shut that down.
Like, because you were going to be gone for 3 weeks.
Well, no, we were going to make it a nice time. We were going to pick up Aunt Betty in Vegas, and then everyone was like, you're a fucking idiot. And so we flew.
She is still alive. Why do you always question that?
Because
she gets Betty and Al confused and Aunt Marianne and all that.
You guys never talk about anyone in your family.
Track.
I never remember who's alive.
We talk about ourselves.
Who's related to who.
And our floats.
Oh, God. Oh, and okay, so shout out. You want Martin Cove?
Martin Cove, MartinCove. At Martin Cove. That's his Instagram handle.
And it's for the 4th of July Valley Village
Homeowners Association Parade.
Poor
and
Martin.
The hashtag is Valley Village Shows No Mercy.
Because
that's a tie-in to Karate Kid. That's like his main tagline. No mercy.
That's okay. How he signed his email back to Todd.
Yeah,
he won't be on the float, right, Carrie?
Oh, darn right she will.
I'm made to be on the float every year.
Oh, she acts like she doesn't want to do it, and she's the belle of the ball. Like,
so,
all these people.
So
come
is she
over.
Like in one of those outfits she wore the other night, waving? Like, what? How does it work?
Pretty close. There is a picture out there from like 2 4th of Julys ago where it was really cold outside.
Well, that's why you won, probably.
That's probably it. Had nothing to do with the float.
All right, we're presently taking calls. All right, I just got a screenshot of a DM that went to Marty. Marty begging you to please be on Todd Lewis's parade float. It would be iconic for Todd and his brother Jeff Lewis's listeners.
Can I also say that Roxanne just DM'd me? She has an inflatable company. She's offering a cobra.
What?
It has begun. See, this people are getting behind it. It's a movement.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm excited.
Now you just told a very funny joke, not really, at the break. What was it?
Oh my God, I have to hear it again.
Yes, it's so good. Well, because I recently went camping with the family, and so I told Quinn this joke over and over. Hey, Quinn, do you know what I like best about camping? She's like, what, Daddy? It's intense. Yes.
Okay.
Get those nerds!
Oh God. By the way, does Dad treat you like a child, like he does me?
Yeah.
Because he was shopping for a car for Cassie, and then I already told him, like, I authorized whatever, a release of a certain amount of money from the trust. And then he sends this, like, just this very abrupt text. Wire this amount of money to this LLC. And then he called me. I'm like, Dad, I'm like, I need a purchase agreement. I need something in writing from Cassie asking for a disbursement. Like, how much is the car? What kind of car is it? How many miles are on it? And you heard him on the phone. He's like, Jeffrey, just send the wire. Just send the wire.
Dude, that's what Dad does. Because he, you know, the people he deals with every day, they just do what he says. So he doesn't want people like asking him and questioning him.
I was actually very annoyed.
You were really frustrated.
Because I'm like trying to just dot the I's.
Do my job,
dot my I's, cross my T's. And it's like, you don't just randomly, blindly wire $15,000 to some random LLC, which I'm assuming is a car dealership, but I don't know because I don't have a purchase agreement and I don't have anything. Yeah. And then he gets mad that I'm questioning him.
Yeah. He always calls and gives me advice on everything, solicited or not. It's just he's got an opinion.
But he actually really got angry when I was questioning him.
Right, because he doesn't want to do all that.
So I had to call Cassie. I said, hey, can I please have, you know, a copy of the purchase agreement? I had already wired the money at that point, but I was like, because he was freaking out. And then I heard that they drove the car off the lot. So they drove the car off the lot, and then my dad's like,
Without paying for it entirely.
Yeah, I mean, they knew the money was coming, so they had a good amount of what down payment, I'm assuming.
It was like 11 grand or something
Did they buy it outright?
Yes, but they gave
them... Do they have gap insurance?
Ugh, does that matter?
Well, all I know
if
is
she totals the car. She's 16 or however old she is.
Get
18.
To the callers. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he was really angry when I was just trying to get the information.
Well, your dad also, he gives me advice, financial advice, lots
he gives
of advice.
It to everybody.
So it's not just you guys.
I think we have callers that want to talk about my float.
Oh,
there's actually none that want.
I don't think there's a single.
They do. They do. They're disguising it, and they really want to talk about the float. So they came in under false pretenses, I'm assuming.
Okay.
I screen those out.
Let's do Karen in Orange
she
County.
Them.
Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's
Hi.
Up?
What's up, Karen?
Okay, so funny story. You guys were just actually just talking about it, but my daughter is dating a boy here in Orange County who has a twin brother that is dating Cassie. And she had mentioned that you had kind of, I don't know if this is true or not, mentioned to possibly help in buying her a car.
Yes, I did do that. But I didn't do it. The money came from her trust, but yes.
The grandmother's.
My grandmother's, yeah. But yes. So you knew about this, Karen, before it happened?
Why don't you call us, Karen?
We could have used the info last week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So she's dating. So your daughter is dating a twin? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then his twin brother is dating
my
niece.
My daughter is dating. Yes. The twin brother is dating your niece.
Okay.
Cassie.
And do you like the boys?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Very much so. Good.
So he's a good fit. We shouldn't be worried.
Well, I haven't met the twin. Okay. Honestly, I've met, the kid that my daughter is dating. I haven't met the twin.
What okay. little do you know? Are they identical twins?
Do
maybe
they look
you
like?
Have met them.
Right.
They look pretty, like in pictures, they look pretty identical.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's
but
juicy.
He brings her flowers once a week. He opens her door, opens out
Wait.
Her chair.
The one that's dating your daughter or the twin?
The one that's dating her daughter.
Okay,
the
so
one that's dating my daughter.
So they sound like they're from a nice family.
Good family, nice. Good values.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Flowers once a week, huh, Tom?
Yes.
my headphones cut out. There
well, thank you very much for the gossip, Karen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
If anyone knows anything about my family in Orange County, well, oh, that's it. Todd, Carrie, thank you so much for being here today. Have a great day, everybody.
Later.